What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Not a friend of the show, a friend of mine personally. Fulton's head coach, Deidre Taylor, at work in August doing big things. What's up? How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Trying to enjoy a little bit of this heat wave out here without the humidity on the West Coast, you know?
Well, brother, today in Atlanta, 85 degrees in August.
That is unheard of.
So.
Unheard of.
Yes, indeed. Bro, I'm going to throw a stat at you, so I'm going to blow your mind. You've been coming on my show since December of 16, my brother. Can you
That's
believe
crazy. That is crazy. December of 16.
First time I had you as a guest, a Tuesday.
That's crazy.
December of 16, man. It's been that long.
I appreciate the fact that you want to keep talking to me.
Bro, let me ask you a question for real. We got a request from a dude from Atlanta 6 years ago. What was your thought?
I was just happy that somebody wanted to talk to us and somebody wanted to hear what we had to say. Because those were the first couple of years, and I want to say they were lean, very lean. So, for the simple fact that somebody wanted to talk to us, I was actually excited, quite frankly.
I hear that, man. It's funny how that first talk in December of 16 led to a friendship we have today, man. Almost 6, 7 years later now, going strong, man.
No doubt. Those are things that relationships are made on, they're built on. And you know, there's a level of consistency that I think is amongst both of us in our own separate entities, but it makes both of us go quite a bit.
No doubt, my brother. It's good to see you at Lake Point too, man. When I was up there making the rounds, good to see you when you came to town, man.
Yeah.
Find some future Titans. I saw you up there doing, my brother.
Yeah, we were up there, you know, throwing our casting our net, trying to cast that thing as wide as it could go. So we were checking out a couple prospects, and as luck would have it, we got a couple guys that we're excited about.
No doubt, my guy. And man, bro, I gotta throw you out there. That's to you. You get into your 10th year at Fullerton. Can you believe it's been 10 years, man?
No, not really. You know, especially from whence we've come and how things started, to kind of be on the trajectory that we're on, it is actually it's astounding because you also look around at just the year that I got the job. There were quite a few you know, guys that were my friends that are no longer head coaches. You know, when you look around and you realize a lot of coaches have come and gone, and I'm still here and we're still here. So it doesn't feel like it's been 10 years in a lot of regards, but in some regards it does feel like we've been here every bit of 10 years.
No doubt. Now, for you personally, man, besides your hair, man, what's been the biggest difference for you, brother? Besides the hair.
That has a lot to do with it. you know, changing up my look and all of that stuff. But I think just having a different level of patience and a different level of maturity in terms of the way that I would respond to certain things today is completely different than I would have responded the first couple of years, you know, sitting in this seat. A lot of it had to do with when I was young and probably dumb. I was trying to fix everything or trying to make it work to my favor or trying to get it rounded up and work for us. Whereas now, you know, it's like the analogy that the pro golfers use. You know, they go to the range and whatever they're swinging that day, they just adjust. And that's what they swing for that day. Whereas now, maturity is set in and you can't control and fix everything. There are certain things you can't control, certain things you can't fix. And I just start with, you know, with my energy, with my effort and my level of execution and discipline. And outside of those things, shucks, man, there's very little that you can control.
Man, what you said, brother, like I know for me, this is like my 12th year in radio. Like I remember when back in the day, I was on the air, like I told you before, the graveyard shift. It was me, Truckers, and the Deers, man. And I can't believe now, back when I got started, having a podcast was frowned upon now.
Yeah.
Everybody got a podcast now.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
got them a show now. Like, yeah. back when I got started, you'd have the letters behind your name from a full of the station. You
no
didn't
doubt.
Get any games. Like, you have a podcast or whatever. So, even in my field, like, you know, I'm having to adjust in this field of, okay, I got to do Zooms now, podcast, add video element to it, TV element to it. Now, bro, I can tell you, the show's on Roku now.
Yeah.
We on Roku now, brother.
Shows on Roku. That's crazy.
We went from Skype to Roku there, brother.
Yeah, you come a long way from that Skype. But in the same token, it just goes to show you, you know, if you want to provide yourself with any type of longevity, if you don't necessarily change and adjust with the times and reflect what those times are, you will quickly get run over. You know, and you can be the best thing since sliced bread for that moment in time. If you don't adjust for tomorrow or adjust for the next week or the next year, whatever that adjustment is, whether it's inclusive of social media, whether it's technologically savvy, it doesn't matter. In my opinion, the world is going to keep moving. If you choose to move forward with the world, you got to make some adjustments. And obviously, you know, you've seen those things come to fruition. And like you said, going from Skype to Zoom, to who knows what's next.
Yeah, bro, I never would. When I got started in 2010, brother, when I was doing late nights, 2 to 6 in the morning, I never thought I would be on TV.
Yeah.
We could go to an app and find the Boss Man show on your TV or your iPad or your device and watch what we do here.
It's crazy.
Never would have thought it when I got started doing them late night shows, brother, when I was getting up at 11:30, get to the station to get to do my show at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, what's crazy is people don't necessarily see that or they don't remember that. Like you getting that type or doing that type of hustle, creating that type of grind for yourself, you know, and now the payoff is what it is. You know, you can literally flip on the TV and either see yourself on YouTube or go to Roku, you know, from an app standpoint. So yeah, man, congratulations and kudos to you as well.
And bro, I can tell you this, D. Anybody tell you know me, I ain't changed one bit.
No doubt.
I'm just saying, dude.
No doubt. No
I ain't changed doubt. That one bit. I'm still that 1.3 GPA dude from high school. I ain't changed one bit.
Yep.
You can get me in school, D. I probably you can get me in school back in the day, probably.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yes, indeed, man. So tell me, how it work out, man. I seen you sign some guys, loves them, and since. On the website, man. How has it been integrating them into your system this summer? Promoting your coaches as well. I mean, how's it been for you guys this summer? I feel off this tournament run you all had last year, man.
It's been challenging, but in the same token, I think we've got the right pieces because they're unbelievable young men. Like when you meet them, everybody that meets them says the same thing. Wow, those are really, really, really good dudes. You know, from and it shows from an academic standpoint, the way they approach things, you know, even with our staff, you know, Ryan getting promoted, he's earned that. You know, he's proven himself to be invaluable to this program. And even Michael Buter, who's only been here a couple, 3 months, you know, has proven to be, again, invaluable, you know. And I think all of those things are meshing together and integrating themselves and will produce a pretty good product out on the floor. You know, I think we still have a lot to learn about this group. We still have a lot to do with this group. But what I know from the outset in terms of their work ethic is second to none. These guys have had an unbelievable 8-week stretch in the weight room, on the floor, you know, with the different adjustments and learning different terminology, learning different reads and things. They've been really, really, really receptive to that. And I think, you know, execution driven as well.
No doubt. I do feel like Croft is run you had last year, they know the standard, Fulton, and they know what you're about. If you all come together as one, we compete every day in practice, film sessions, weight room, and the classroom too. Yeah, we can do some special as well and get high when you get to Vegas again this year.
No, that's the rallying cry with the returners is they literally coined the phrase, they want to run it back. And who better to do it than us? You know, let's make this thing happen. We're in a very unique situation where we pretty much got 4 of 5 returning starters. You know, we had 3 guys that started, and then we had the 6th man of the year in the conference who could have started probably, but again, having those guys and having the experience that they've endured during their time here, I think is they're set up for what it's going to take for us to move forward to come out on top.
No doubt, my brother. And you know what? I feel like this, man. I know you was out here in Atlanta recruiting as well, but I feel like on the West Coast, man. What you all are doing, Fullerton, what you've done, been there 10 years, they all out there know who you are. But I feel like being out there is real cool to find guys close to home. Also, you got a brother from the Bahamas I saw. I like that as well, man. So, this is very much for recruit nationally with the name Fullerton, the Titans. Not just the baseball school people, not just baseball. It's basketball too. My man doing things out there for real.
I appreciate it, man. We're able to cast a pretty big net, a pretty wide net that's inclusive of a lot of different geographical representation on our roster. And you know, we're trying to put the best product out there. So that's what our roster looks like.
No doubt, but let me ask you this, man. I know when I played in 2000, it was a little different. You played in the 90s. How has the game changed for you, per se? Because I know when I was playing, Facebook came out. We had an email from college only back in 04. I remember that. Facebook, and they had an actual college email to get on Facebook. Yeah, you played in the 90s, but none of that was going on, man. So for you, how has the game changed and the outside noise changed for you since you played ball back in the day, my brother?
I think the biggest change is just accessibility. You know, a lot of our coaching, my coaching in particular, is governed by, you know, this thing right here. Like, you can literally start saying something to your guys, and before you finish it, they didn't already Googled it. They didn't already, you know, and they know the answer. So it's not like you can just say anything and that they're going to follow you. You know, back in my day and probably back in your day, coach used to just say, hey, we need this, and let's do it. Boom, you went and did it. This group has to understand why and what's the right reason. And so that's the biggest adjustment. And like you said, all of the outside noise, being able to manage it, because you're not going to eliminate it. I think you're going to have to manage it to the best of your ability, because you know, people are going to do what they do, and that's talk. So that's always going to be a part of, you know, what it is that we do. The game itself, I think, has changed from a standpoint of pretty much 1 through 10 on a lot of rosters. They're athletic. They're talented. They can do certain things different than when you and I were coming up. I thought we might have not have been as talented, but I do think there was a level of toughness that was amongst us. There was a level of scrappy and effort that governed a lot of our success, whereas these guys, they probably have more talent in their pinky finger than we had, you know, coming up. And so trying to figure out how to use that to our advantage back then, and then trying to get this group to use those things to their advantage to provide them with the level of success. It just looks different. You know, it just looks different. Like you can't just say, you know, hey, do so and so. You have to have a relationship with these dudes off the floor in order to get them to buy in to what it is that you need done, or what your team or what your program needs done to find a different level of success. And then that's, in my opinion, I think one of the biggest differences.
Yeah, and D was lucky for me, D, is that, you know, I told you my dad coached. So for me, buying into a system was not hard for me, because I knew on the basketball court, I wasn't the best player out there.
Sure.
I had to shoot threes, defend, hustle, be scrappy to play. Football, I can run fast, catch the ball. I can do you without even trying. So yeah. The difference, on the basketball court, I had to actually commit to a role to get on the court. Yeah. Football-wise, it was God-given ability. In baseball, kind of like I can switch here and I can run fast. So it worked. Sure.
No doubt.
And I try to tell young men all the time, D. It's like, hey, you gotta know what you're good at. And I knew in those two sports, the two B sports I played, I wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm.
I had to adapt to my role, what my strong suits were. Mm-hmm. In football, I could play off my God-given speed and hands to catch balls and run.
Sure. Yeah. And I think even right then and right in that instance, there's just so much there, right? Like you said, your dad was your coach who you played for. Same way with me. But I think it's different in terms of our dads were driven by coaching the community. And it doesn't matter if you were on the team or not. He was the coach. Whereas nowadays, I feel like the only reason these guys are coaching, a lot of the reason why these guys, because their son's on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a totally different connotation right there. The other thing I thought that's unique from our upbringing versus we play multiple sports, understanding that probably not as good in baseball, but there were some things that baseball taught you and made you give you who you are today, whether it's the coaching, whether it's the instruction, whether it's the, hey, I know I'm not good, but I'm gonna go out here and give it everything I got, you know, and now all of a sudden as a man, you can still say the same thing in any situation, in any environment. Whereas nowadays, these kids, they play basketball full time, nonstop. What about baseball? Nah, we ain't playing baseball. Why would you not play baseball, in my opinion? Why would you not play football? Why would you not play basketball? Why would you not learn how to utilize your body in all of these other different sports and the instruction and the coaching? I just think it just opens you up to so much more in terms of you know, being able to learn and being able to hear from different people that share a totally different perspective. You can learn from those things, at least in my opinion.
Indeed. It taught me how to use my left hand. Because I can switch hit either way because it's a baseball. I learned how to use my left hand and swing because of baseball. I never would have been able to swing a bat left-handed once for my dad, came with a Fisher-Price bat as a four-year-old and say, hey, you're gonna hit 10 balls left-handed. Yeah. You're gonna hit 15 of them left-handed. You're right-handed. Yeah. You're gonna learn this.
Yeah.
And then I could, you know, because I'm fast, I can lay it down on a bunt down a third base line and get on base.
Right.
And use my speed still a base. So we can get a run just by using my speed. Not even having to have power, just bunt and get on base.
Yeah.
And cause chaos that way.
Yeah. And there's different ways to cause chaos. Different ways to raise hell with the enemy, as they say.
And I think that's what's missing, D's, like you said, man. My father was 82 years old, come August 27th. Shout out to my pops. We call him senior or big boss, man.
I was just
like you, JR, for him.
There you go.
So he always talked about finding a way. In any sport he coached, find a way.
Yeah.
Game plan A may not work, but find a way.
Yeah.
Scrap and claw. You might be running the ball today, throwing the ball today. Might be we got to defend harder, trap, press, run, and jump today. We might have to bunt, place a small ball, bunt. We get dudes pitching a great game. Let's get on base. So my dad's purpose was win in any way we can. He wasn't married to a system. If we don't win my way or have my preferred way, I can't do it. He went to whatever way he could. He wanted to what? Win the game. Yeah. He wasn't happy as but been out there and yeah. doing it his way. He didn't care. He's going to get the W in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. I think just, again, right there, there's just a lot of meat on the bone, so to speak, because, you know, nowadays I think that ideology is completely different. These kids, I think now they want to win, but that's not necessarily what drives them. What drives them is how they look. Win, lose, or draw, I don't know how important it is when it comes to or versus, hey, I got to look a certain way. I got to shoot this step back jumper, and I got to – that. What does that mean? You got a loss, and the other team got to win. Win by any means necessary. That's what drove your dad. That's what drove you. That's what drove my father. That's what drives me. I don't care. I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. I don't care if I am. All I want to be is in the room, because when they pass out rings, mm-hmm. they don't pass out a different ring to the smartest person in the room or the dumbest person in the room. They pass out a ring to both of them. I just want a ring. And whatever that looks like, I just want to do my part, and I want to do it as well as I possibly can to contribute to us winning.
Exactly. And I feel like that's the whole thing, brother. Like, you know, use what you have. And I feel like this is why I feel like D2, my father talks about it all the time. I feel like coaches sit dudes down and tell them their roles. Define them day one. You're a screener. Yeah. You're a rebounder. Yeah. You're a corner three shooter. Because my father, I was his son. Jay, you're a corner three shooter. I'm his own son. Told me it's my role.
Yeah.
I accepted the role. You know?
Yeah.
But I think too many coaches try to be the player's friend so they don't leave on them or make them parents upset rather than say, this is your role this year. Yeah. And even the NBA, where I'm in a lot, it's not much role definition. It's kind of just, we'll play it by ear. We don't want to make anybody upset.
Yeah, that's it's an unfortunate thought process that we have to figure out, you know, moving forward, because the way that this group is being raised, it's not changing. It's actually going to get, you know, it's going the other way. It's going to get what it is and get probably, I don't know if you want to call it worse or better, but it is what it is. So no, guys don't respond to the iron fist ruling by pumping hitting the desk. They respond to, hey, there's probably two or three options you have. Here's option one, here's option two, here's option three. Option three is probably the best, but you got to decide for you what that looks like. You know what I mean? Give them a different level of buy-in. Give them some ownership in the decision-making process. And, you know, you hope like hell they choose the right option, whatever that option is. You hope like hell they go as hard as they possibly can and find a different level of – or find a level of success.
Indeed, you'll have this, D. I sat with my father the other day. He was charting the Braves game on a legal pad. Like, he's still mm-hmm. coaching, brother. Mm-hmm. We watched football together, basketball. He had his legal pad out, taking notes and charting. And 81 years old, 82 years old. He ain't never going to stop, man. Today, I swear.
Good for him. That's the coach in him. That's the way that he does business then. That's the way that he does business now. And that's going to always represent him.
No doubt. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. And so it's funny, man. Like, even his friend who's a barber, bro, he's 87 years old, still cutting hair. He's 7 still cutting hair in the shop, man. It's funny. Indeed, I talked to somebody on the show who you know very well. Nikki Cannon talked about how you helped her in her preparation to get the job. He's Riverside. Tell us about Nikki. She was there with Ashley Preston there for a while with you all. So tell us about Nikki Cannon. She spoke very highly of you, D, and how she would call you on Sundays and ask for advice.
That's crazy. Yeah. I think the thing, you know, volleyball and basketball don't necessarily mix in terms of the two sports. They kind of, we share the same space in terms of the gym, but their office is way upstairs and ours is way downstairs. And so we don't necessarily run into each other haphazardly. But the one thing when I see Nikki working and when I talk to her or when she's on the sideline or in practice, I just am captivated by the energy. And I'm captivated by her experience. And I feel like, you know, our kids have a chance to learn from that and they have a chance to grow from that. And so for her to become a head coach at this juncture within this league, I think there's a lot of young ladies that are going to be super, super excited about what she gives to them, you know, and the opportunity that she presents them with. But again, she's how I'm connected to Nikki is her sister. She has a twin that's married to a good friend and a close friend of mine. That's how I actually met them. And so Nikki and her husband and her kids, you know, I just like their energy. I use the word captivated. I appreciate it because they're willing to share it with you and you can see it. And so, yes, we do have some conversation and we had some conversations, you know, to help her get ready for and prepare for getting the job there. One thing I said is like, hey, don't change your energy. They need to see that. They need to feel that. They need to understand where that comes from. And also they need to understand how contagious it can be to helping them grow their women's volleyball program. And thankfully they made, in my opinion, they made the right choice.
Yeah. Cause she told me one for the name say, oh, I know a friend of yours. I said, who? Diedrich. I know him. He's also, I've seen him on your show a lot. He's on your show a lot. I said, yeah. Yes, that's my guy. He's been probably on your show probably more than probably anybody I know.
That's a good thing. That's definitely
he comes on the show. He's been on the show a lot. I can't even remember how many times he's on the show a lot. It's like, I can tell. He's been on. Yeah. Y'all talk for a long time. Yeah, we do. It's real talk.
No doubt. And that's, and again, you know, Bossman, that's easy. That's what's easiest for us to have some conversation because it's unadulterated. It's real. There's a level of comedy to it, but it's also appreciative in terms of, or appreciated in terms of when I get on this show, yeah, we're going to talk about this, that, and the other, but I know where it's coming from. You know what I mean? And to me and for me, that just, it gets my attention at a different level and it allows me to open up and kind of let your guard down, so to speak, and be who you are, man. Like I get excited about those opportunities.
Yeah, like, you know how it is on this show, man. I'm not trying to ask you about who playing, who ain't playing. I ain't trying to figure those. Hey, look, that's what the beat writers do. That's the beat writer job. Hey, my job. Come on this show. We'll have a good time. Don't worry about no narrative, no bias. Look, man, look. We having a good time. Clean glass of water here. Nothing here, man. Trying to trip you up. You know how it is out there. These media types, man. Like, people tell me all the time, man, you never ask people hard questions. Why should I? You sure that comes somewhere where you feel free and safe.
No doubt.
Well, you ain't got to always feel and be on guard.
No doubt. Because there's enough people out there that do keep you on guard. They do ask you these so-called hard questions and things. And if that's what you want to listen to, guess what? You don't want to listen to JR show because that ain't what he does.
Yeah. My niche is positivity and real talk. Yeah. I'm not trying to dig in deep or get a scoop like other people. Yeah. No things mentioned.
No doubt.
The shade is real. No doubt. Hey, I would say a certain person that was a late point was like, said to me, and I quote, who's in that business? How do these guys talk to you for it? So with smiles and knees, like something different. You know who I'm referencing. But a certain dude who put stuff out in the media, it was a late point, was upset the coach was talking to me with a smile on their face. And him was like, what you want? Because y'all want something.
Right. Again, that's energy given, energy received. You give off the energy that you wish to receive. If you want to receive the energy that you get from guys, that's who you are. You give that off.
Yeah, I was like high major, mid, low major. Coaches came up and say, hey, what's up? Because they know I'm not. They say, hey, this brother is for real. He ain't with it all. He ain't trying to get that out of me.
Yeah.
It's just he cool, you know. And before you go, man, I want to tell you, I had an offer from a big network, right? I turned it down because they wanted to control what I do so that I couldn't do the way I do no more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I said, I would never sell my soul in the heart of this show for a check.
Yeah.
Because little do you all know what you're offering me, I bring that in anyway.
No doubt. No doubt.
So
no
doubt. That's for the people. I'm saying I have went to a big network many a time based on where I work at now and my leverage I have.
Yeah.
I still choose. I want to be able to talk to you freely, D, and without having to ask you something they want me to ask you, or have to ask for permission to talk to you on my show.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these shows, brother, work these networks, you have to ask permission of an operations manager or a general manager or executive producer to interview, insert whoever.
Yeah.
Me, I can just text you and say, bro, you good? You free today?
Right.
I want to have you on the show.
Yeah. And I think there's just a different connotation and a different feel for that. When I get that text, I'm excited. When I get other texts, I'm like, nah. Because again, it's what you're about. It's what you want. I subscribe to
it. No doubt, my brother. No doubt, my brother. Hey, I think you've come on this show for the last 6 years, man. How you've done it since 2016.
It's crazy to believe in it. Of course. Shots. Hopefully, I'll be on this show 6 more years, moving forward and in the future. So I appreciate you having me, man.
Anytime, brother. Hey, you be safe, my brother. And I hope to see you soon, man.
Definitely. Count on it. Talk to you soon.
All right, man.
What's up, family? Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.